let's do that together. Would you stand together and let's glorify that wonderful name that you have given us, O Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We live, God. We live to glorify your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I go on record tonight saying I am thankful for the presence of God that is here tonight. We are thankful for every time we have felt the presence of God here or at home. Many of you that are joining us online are enjoying the presence and the touch of God right where you are, and we are enjoying it here. We're thankful for every time that we have felt His presence. But in particular, I feel that to celebrate what we are experiencing right here and now, we don't have to look to yesterday to depend only upon those experiences of His Spirit. But He's here tonight. His presence is here tonight. Power is here tonight. We don't have to wait until tomorrow or some future special planned meeting or some future time when maybe we are feeling better, our conditions are better. But we're gonna have Him in the future, but we have Him tonight. So John recorded in his gospel the words of the Lord Jesus. But the hour cometh, John 4:23. But the hour cometh, and watch this, and now is. Now is the time to feel His presence. Tonight, we don't have to wait till Sunday. In fact, we should not wait for Sunday. His presence is here now. He said that hour now is. When the true worshipers capitalize on the now and they worship the Father in spirit, that's little s, that means from the depth of our human spirit, and in truth. That's not talking about doctrinal truth here. It's talking about a truthful worship, or a sincere versus a put on or mock worship. For the Father seeketh such. God's looking for it tonight. God's here not only to bless us, but He is here on a search. This is what He said, on a search to find those who would worship, and in finding those would find that worship and that strength and that blessing that we give back to God. Because you love Him, and because you have felt His presence at any time, and in particular, perhaps tonight, would you give voice of thanksgiving, and would you give praise some way, somehow, Lord? I want to thank you tonight for your presence. Your presence that is here, and when your presence is here, anything can happen. Your presence is everywhere. It is with those who gather with us online, as well as those of us who are gathering here tonight. I thank you for your presence. I thank you for all that your presence is, and everything that it means, and everything that it can do, and everything that it will do tonight. I thank you tonight in Jesus' name. And amen, and you may be seated. I'm preaching tonight on the subject, an apostolic service. Our 2021 theme is Be the Church. And being the church includes many things, but it does include going to church. We know it's not the only thing, but it does include doing what we are doing tonight, going to church. Now, those of you that are online, you're not coming to Barracks View tonight, but you are going to church because it means more than just our physical location. It means more than gathering in only a special building. But going to church can mean going right from wherever you are, that being a remote location. But when it is possible, it also means actually and physically going to church or going to the house of God, or as the Hebrew writer described it, the assembling of ourselves together, what we are doing tonight. Being the church does mean going to church. Now, there are some basic truths that apply to going to church online, as we have experienced in 2020, and going to church in person. The first one that I present tonight is in the form of a question: why do we come to a time and a place of worship? That does seem like and is a very simple question, but wrapped in its answer is a myriad of answers and will help direct us. If we can keep the answers to this question in mind, it will help us to set the tone and set the mindset for our services. When we come, one of the reasons, and I won't be able to touch them all tonight, but I'm going to touch a few. One of the reasons that we come is for an encounter with God. And thank you for those amens. I feel it. Those of you that said it, I feel it from you. I feel it from those of you who may not have verbalized it, but you're saying it with your spirit and your heart. To encounter an encounter with God. When the Old Testament, when God wanted to meet with his people in the Old Testament, he set up what we know as the tabernacle plan. That tabernacle in various places, especially in the book of Exodus, is called the tent of the congregation. If you literally translated that word congregation, this would read the tent of meeting. This is what God called that tabernacle, a tent of meeting. God intends to meet with his people. He intended there that when they would come, it didn't look like they were going through traditions, and it became tradition to them. It didn't have to, but it did. But God wanted more than tradition. He wants the same thing from us, folks. It's very easy and it's very tempting when you are very regular and routine and faithful is a better word to be to the house of God. It's very easy for us to just go through the motions. But one of the reasons we come is to have an encounter with God. The God that said, let there be light. That's the God that's on you and in you tonight. That's the God whose presence we feel. That's why anything can happen when there is an encounter with God, including this very night. When we come to 901 Barracks View, we are coming because it's on the service schedule. But more than that, we are coming with a mindset, I'm coming to meet with God. When you come to his house, he is going to be here. He's going to be here because he's the one that called it the meeting place, the tent of meeting. You are going to be able to meet with God as you are doing tonight. You have a personal audience with the God who has all power. That's why I encourage somebody, don't you be afraid to ask anything of God tonight. Don't be afraid to believe for anything tonight. We have an audience. This is his idea. Church is God's idea. Worship services are God's idea. He said, I want a tent. I want a tabernacle. I want a gathering time so that I can meet with my people. Tonight, some need a meeting of healing. Some need a meeting with the counselor. Some need a meeting of encouragement and comfort. and you can have healing. I felt healing while Brother Michael was making some of those requests. And he mentioned, in fact, about McKenzie, he specifically mentioned God is able to do it. And he used this phrase, even tonight, faith for now. God is a healer. If you need healing, he can heal your body right now. The God that is in this place is creator and he is healer. Woo! We believe this. We believe this. God is a healer. So when we encounter him, we encounter healing and counsel. Another reason that we come to the house of God is to thank him. Psalm 100, he said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts. These are his gates. This is his house. These are his courts. This is his presence. We are his people. Those are his promises. Everything about him and anything can happen tonight. A miracle. I'm glad for every miracle crusade. I'm glad for every great meeting that we have as a United Pentecostal Church and as a district. And God will work there, but he doesn't stop there. He meets on a Wednesday night when people say, I'm coming with a thanksgiving unto the Lord. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful. There it is again. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. In other words, let's take this literally. Let's take the instruction. He said, enter with thanksgiving. As you're coming in, and I'm talking now as you come through the doors, as you're on your way to the house of God, these mindsets can help us to have the right kind of an apostolic service. He gave us these instructions, not so we would have Bible studies to teach from, but because it works. God's formula works. He puts it in there so we know that when we're on our way or getting ready or throughout the day, that the purpose of expressing thankfulness be your why of it. Why do you go to church so much? Well, one of the reasons is I want to be thankful to the Lord. Why do you go to church so much? Well, I love meeting with Jesus. I love talking to Jesus. And I know you can do that everywhere or anywhere, but he said one of the things when you come to church is that's an encounter with God. As you come, express thankfulness. Let you have a thankful mindset. Another reason he puts it in here in the same psalm is to praise and exalt God. That's another reason. Why are we coming on a Wednesday night? Or why do we come on Sunday? To have an encounter with God. To be thankful and express our thanks. To express our appreciation and our praise. Come with the intention. It sounds something like this. I'm going to exalt Jesus tonight. That sounds different than, oh, I have to go to church tonight. I'm tired, and some of us are tonight. But if you focus on your tiredness, you'll be more tired. We're human. I'm not washing away tiredness. I'm not washing away any other thing that would try to come to these human frames. But you know, we can decide. We can decide our own mindset and our purpose. Coming with the intention, I'm going tonight to exalt the Lord of Lords. I'm going tonight to lift the one that deserves all the glory and is the most deserving of any breath that I could give in any words that I could speak. I'm going to the house of God. I'm going to tell him and I'm going to show others that I think he is holy. I think he is special. That's what you're saying by being here tonight. I think he's special. I think he's unique. I think he's wonderful and holy. That is entering with praise. And speaking of entering, the Old Testament people, when they came to worship with their sacrifice, you know where they brought it from? They brought it from home. They didn't pick it up at the tabernacle. They brought their sacrifice from home. When Abraham went to Mount Moriah, the Bible says that he brought the wood and the fire with him from home. We don't have to. In fact, we must not wait until we get to church to get ready to have church. These mindsets are going to make a difference in how we respond in services like this one and any other. Don't wait until you get to church to get ready to have church. Heart set on God, a worshipful spirit. We can prepare our minds, our hearts, our spirits ahead of time. And if we get all that done, we've got less to do when we get here. We don't have to put the cow catcher on front of the locomotive and clear stuff off the track. But we're ready with our sacrifice when we get to the house of God. You've been talking to him today. Maybe you've been speaking to the Lord or sacrificing unto him. And I'm going to tell you, this is not far-fetched. We are the people of God. He lives inside of this temple all the time. We are ready-made temples with the power and the presence of God. We can prepare ourselves. And I want to instruct us as the APC family and anybody that is a guest or visiting with us tonight. Prepare yourself before you even get here. It'll make a difference in the service in general, but it will make a difference in your life. Everybody coming to a church service with and for the right purposes, here's what that does. It unifies us. Just think, all of us, as we were coming to the house of God and getting ready to come, if we were thinking about, I'm going to thank God tonight. I'm going to exalt God tonight. I'm going to praise God tonight. I'm going to prepare my heart tonight. That's a unity, and God puts a lot of power in unity. There will be a good difference. There will be major apostolic moves of God as we come to the church and come to church with the right purposes. And I have just mentioned a few of those. Here's what God has to say about unity. When we have unity of purpose, when we're thinking, and let it spread throughout us, God. Not the select five, or the three, or the six of us, or the 10 families, but let everybody unify. When you're coming Sunday, when you're coming Sunday, just start thinking, I'm coming to thank God. Woo, he's worthy of thanks. I'm coming to praise and exalt the Lord. Who knows, the power and the presence of God can hit you when you walk through those outer doors. God's not limited to any one place. He's not limited to any one time. In fact, you may pass by somebody and you've got a thankful spirit. You may not even say a word, but something will come out of you. The power of the one that you are thanking, and there will be healing and help, and they will take note of the presence of God upon you. Matthew 18, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth, there's unity between heaven and earth, shall be loosed in heaven. And again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree, all it would take, according to this, is for two of us to agree on earth as touching any one thing. You know, the law of synergy is, when they translated it and they talked about the power of a horse team to carry loads. One horse can pull 6 tons, but two horses can pull 32 tons. That's called synergy. What one can do, it doesn't just double when one other agrees with them. There is synergy in unity. And when we agree together, he said, if just two of you shall agree on earth as touching some things, no. If two agree touching, we're going to thank God tonight. If two agree, we're going to exalt God tonight. I'm going to tell you, when God gets lifted up, when praise starts coming, the Bible says he inhabits the praises. If we want more of God, we just need to praise and thank him. Two of you ask anything, anything that they shall ask. He didn't say easy things. He didn't say minimal things or small things. He said, as touching anything that they shall ask. Somebody online, you agree with God and agree with somebody. In fact, some of you already have expressed needs and requests to somebody, and you're in agreement. You can expect it to happen. It shall be done for them of or by my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name. Woo, here's the big one right here. There am I. There I am. And the I am is a wonderful revelation of all that God is. He said, all you have to do, if just two of us get ready to come on Sunday and we say, we're going to exalt God today. We're going to thank God today. We're going to praise him today. We're coming with our sacrifice. And he said, there will I be in the midst of you. He talks about how good it is for people of God to dwell together in unity. And here's what Paul said. I'm preaching it like it's really easy tonight. But look at what Paul said in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 3. I'm glad for how practical God makes his word, how practical it is. Ephesians 4 and 3. He said, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit. Oh, it's going to be a breeze to keep the unity of the Spirit. That's not what he said. That's not what the Holy Ghost said to Paul. Endeavoring. You mean I have to work at it? Yep. You mean I've been in church all my life. I laid on the floor up there at Northside Pentecostal Church and looked down that slanted pew. And so all those wingtip shoes those men had on and those high heels those ladies had on. That was quite a view. I wish I'd have taken a picture. Been in it all my life. Many of you have too. And how many services have you come to? But you can't. We can't just come in and expect it to happen automatically. I mean, God is here and it's his work, but he depends on us to do something. He said we've got to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit. He didn't say spirit of unity. That's something good to have. But he said the unity of the Spirit. In other words, the unity that the Spirit has, the unity that God has, thinking the way that God thinks, unifying with God. In other words, everybody in here, pulling for the same purpose. God, right now, as a preacher, I want his word to have an effect. I'll tell you what's needed right now is for everybody in these chairs, these pews, and online. I need you and God needs you to pull together for the same purpose and the same result. Hey, church, don't leave it all to the preacher. Don't leave it all to the singer or the musician. Don't leave it all to the Sunday school teacher. He said, we've all got to endeavor to keep the unity. It's going to take some work. We're going to have to plow through some stuff. Pull for the same purpose and the same results. Unify in prayer when times of prayer are conducted. We had prayer service already. That's the time to unify in prayer. When we praise together, when the songs and other expressions of praise unify, sing. Some of us just have to make a joyful noise. Sing. Sing. Isn't it so easy just to go through the motions? Woo. We're not at a funeral. Just mouthing the words. Just going through emotions. But if there is at the heart of us, I'm praising him. These words that I'm singing, It's about him. We did it tonight. Those songs we sung tonight were about him, and he's holy. Nobody like the Lord. Unity and unify in praise when the songs and the expressions of praise are being given. We come to church because we are the church. And being the church means being a faithful attendee. And then once we get here, being the church means seeking an encounter with God. Woo, I can't get away from that. I tell you, that should excite us. I'm going to a service tomorrow night, and I need to start thinking right now, if I haven't already, I get to meet Jesus there. I get to meet the Lord there. I get to feel his presence there. I get to be in the atmosphere of a miracle worker tomorrow night. I get to have an encounter with Jesus and exalt and thank and praise him. And what we know in all of this, while there is a part for us to play, the Spirit is essential. If we do not plan services, if we do not attend services for the right purposes, we will fill our services with exciting elements that will entertain people even if God does nothing. That won't work in the long run. That'll work in the short run. We're entertainment geared. We like the excitement. It's part of human nature. I'm not talking about just us that are here watching. I'm just talking about it's in humanity. But that won't work in the long run. Eventually, people will no longer be amused. People will no longer be excited or entertained or satisfied with that type of excitement. Here's why. Because they can find that elsewhere. But the Spirit of the Lord, the touch of his presence, you should be able to find it everywhere. But I'll say this, even about churches, you can't find it everywhere. But if there's a church and you are one of those churches, saints, where we yield to the power, it's all over this room right now. It's all over this room. It's on us and it's in us, the power and the presence of God. We've got to have the cloud and the pillar of fire to lead and direct and guide. Woo. And our services are always subject to. We've got an outline. We know what we think is going to happen. But it's all subject. Christy has some school this week, so last week I began to work on this week's lesson, and they're all printed out, and an email was all set to go out today at 2 o'clock, and the Lord shifted things. So I called, I texted Christy this morning and said, hold that email, and those good lessons, I'll teach it another time. They're sitting back there on the shelf. God wanted us to hear about having an apostolic service. I'll tell you one of the reasons. COVID has not stopped us, but it has influenced us. And now we're not going to be silly with all this, and we haven't been able to walk the aisles like usual or have altar service. And I thank God, and I believe we're moving back to that time, and we're going to use wisdom in all of that. But there is nothing that can restrict the power and the presence of God. And we shouldn't let a COVID mindset, because we can't do what we normally did, or because not everybody is here, that God is not going to move. I'm going to tell you, if anybody had an excuse for bad conditions, it was Paul and Silas. You talk about not being able to walk the aisles. Woo, that didn't stop praise. That didn't stop. You think COVID restrictions and 6-foot distance? I'm going to tell you, if God can reach from heaven to earth, he can reach beyond 6 foot. We need to get our mindset cleared of the COVID cobwebs and say, God, you can work when I'm standing 6 foot from somebody. You can work If I'm wearing a mask, you can work when it's half of the congregation coming. You can work. I'm coming to praise you. I'm coming to meet you. I'm coming to exalt you. I'm coming to thank you. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Woo, go ahead. Go ahead. Yield to the Holy Ghost. Yield to the Holy Ghost. Yes. Woo. Ha, ha, ha. Somebody needs to go ahead and speak out in another language right now, because the Spirit is moving and giving you the utterance. Woo! Woo! Go ahead. Go ahead and worship Him. Go ahead. I'm not trying to get a longer worship time. I'm just giving you liberty right now. It's moving in your soul. It's rumbling like a volcanic eruption right now. Go ahead. Go ahead. Hatolobashaya. Take your freedom. Take your freedom. Take your freedom. Handa yabosikatabahaya. Woo. Shehalabahaya. Ah, yakote yasabokitalabahaya. Let the Holy Ghost speak to you. And when He speaks to you, obey what He's saying to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It may be a word of faith. It may be a word of counsel. Oh, it may be a word of encouragement. Let Him talk to you. Those of you that are at home or other locations, go ahead. Let God move in that house. Let God move in your family. Let God move in your life. You're able, God. Hey, we come to church to find something otherworldly. You can go anywhere and find entertainment. And I'll tell you this, we are no match for the world. And there's a lot of folks that have drifted off and thought that was the answer, and they are no match. We are no match. We are no match. That doesn't mean we sit by and don't try to do nice things and try to be the best we can be. No, we're going to try and do that. But what we need is an apostolic service. Here's the way I want to plan services. That they will be dull if God doesn't move. And sometimes God's going to move and we'll be weeping and crying. And sometimes God's going to move and we're going to be having to stand up like you just were. And lifting our hands and lifting our voice. And by the way, I don't think I'm going to get this far tonight, but I appreciate the engagement. You know, in every service, it's not a question of are we engaged, it's what are we engaged in. We'll be engaged in something, watching somebody across the room, a phone or something else. We'll be engaged. The question isn't engagement. The question is, what are we engaged in? God, we need to say, if you don't move in this plan, if you don't move in this plan, it's going to be dull. Now, I'm for making it as good as it can be. And our teams work the music, and we all work at it, and our AVM team working, and we're trying to improve equipment. We're going to do all of that stuff. But I'm going to tell you what, we got to have the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire, and we got to have the Spirit, and we've got to have Him, so that if He doesn't move, it's empty. There's nothing that can substitute for the power and the presence of God. Our attitude and our mindset makes a difference. This seems trite and small to some degree, but it's big. David said, I was glad. I was glad. Oh, I have to go on Wednesday nights. Oh, I hope to cancel this week. I'm ready to stay home. Evidently, you don't feel that way. So why are you teaching it, Pastor? I don't know. Evidently, somebody needs it. I was glad. I was glad. Where they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I read a little article some years ago. It said the top 10 things you never hear in church. I won't read all 10. I'll read a few of them. Hey, it's my turn to sit on the front pew. I was so enthralled with your message, I didn't know you went 25 minutes overtime. I love it when they sing songs I've never heard before. Since we're all here, let's start service early. Just so we get out on time. Uh-oh. That wasn't on the list. Attitude determines altitude. Our attitude before a service, during a service, and after a service is one of the main determinants to how high we go in God. Come expecting and you will leave receiving. I promise you by the authority of the Word of God. Come to contribute and you will leave benefiting. I'm coming to contribute my voice and my thanks. I'm coming. You know, we're either consumers or contributors. And we should drink in, and we should take in, and we should consume. But that's not all we should be, especially if we are seasoned people and experienced in the house of God and in the ways of God and in the Word of God and in our Holy Ghost experience. We are not just consumers, we are contributors. How many times have you been blessed by somebody else's worship and by somebody else's faith? You know what it was? They weren't coming to consume. Now, they received something, but they were coming to contribute. When we come through those doors, come to contribute. Come to make a difference. Come to let your faith and your worship and your praise make a difference. Come with an attitude. I'm coming expecting and I know I'm going to go away receiving. Come to contribute and you will leave a benefactor. We will get out of a service what we put into it. The people that I have heard say, I didn't get anything out of that service. I'll tell you what, they didn't put a nickel in it. Excuse me for my plainness. But it is the absolute, if you don't get anything out of a service at APC, there's something wrong with your get out of the service deal. But if you come as a contributor, and I come as a contributor, you know, there's willpower, but there's won't power. I will sing, I won't sing. I will pray, I won't pray. I will stand, I won't stand. I will lift my hands, I won't lift my hands. I will clap, I won't clap. There's willpower. That's that endeavoring. That's that struggle. You know, COVID has made us work. It's made some people work harder and it's given made other people lazy. It's easier to hang out of church because of COVID and it's been more difficult to come to church. It's stretched people, it's made people strong and stronger, but it's also had the opposite effect on others. There is willpower and there is won't power. And we'll use one or the other. I will give praise to the Lord. I will believe. Woo, I still feel faith in this room right now. And I feel like if you need an answer from God, just stand right where you are. If you need an answer of healing, if you need an answer of counsel, woo, just stand right where you are. And I want the other saints of God, I want you to look and I want you to pray and agree with those that are standing. Take some time to look around in the name of Jesus. You know what this answer is, God. You are this answer. Hatoboye, in the name of the Lord. Woo, I will believe in you. I will hold up my brother or sister. I will agree. I will. In the name of Jesus. By the power and the authority of your name, O Lord, you're going to get the glory for this. You're going to get the glory. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the power of God. Woo. You're able, Lord. That's right, that's right. Let's thank Him together. Those of you that are standing and others agree with them, let's thank Him for hearing us, and I thank You for what You're going to do, God. I thank You, Lord, for Your presence right now. I thank You for Your interruption to this service. I thank You for Your direction to this service. Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, yes, receive it. Those of you at home, receive it right now. Believe it. Believe it right now. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nobody else determines as much as you do what you get out of a service. Okay? I want to help us all, because if when we stand before the Lord or try to give some kind of an answer down here, nobody else determines as much as you do what you get out of a service. And you've probably heard people say, well, because of this or that or so and so. Nobody determines what you get out of the service as much as you do. Are there hindrances? Are there stuff to climb over? Well, sure there is. You ought to see what I see up here. You studied away, preached away, and somebody's out there on their iPad or their phone going at it. That's encouraging. Nobody. But I'm not going to fold the Bible up and quit preaching. We need His word. And there are. We just got to be intentional about our focus. We got to be intentional. It won't always come easy. There's times it'll come easier than others. But we've got to focus. There's distractions in our mind. There'll be physical distractions around us. This is a good time to say, don't be a distraction. Don't let your kids be a distraction. Our kids are going to be kids, but we can get some control going there. Don't be a distraction. Don't be a distraction, because there's enough that go on. We've got to be intentional about our focus. And there's some hindrances to freedom and liberty that God will give us. Distractions, like I just mentioned. Preferences will distract us. These kind of preferences. I prefer this song. I prefer this type of song. I prefer that singer. I prefer that preacher. I prefer that kind of sermon. Preferences get in our way. And they are a hindrance to an apostolic move of God. Pride gets in our way. Shame and being ashamed to pray out loud for somebody to hear us when we pray. To worship out loud. Pride and shame. I'm not saying you have to be loud and heard and be demonstrative. But I'm saying we've got to have a freedom and be uninhibited. Like that little lady who brought the alabaster box. Here's something that hinders us. We're afraid and we're influenced about what others think. We have heard comments and remarks that people, and please don't make these, about how somebody worships or what they do or something that's a little bit different or a little bit out there. That's not ours to judge. That's not ours to judge. But we hear those comments or we make those comments, then we've got an image to live up to, and so we can't let go ourselves because we've said enough about somebody else and made some remark about somebody else. And so that hinders. Those are hindrances. Here's something to know. in a true apostolic life. Worship makes you vulnerable. Just ask the little lady with the alabaster box. Worship, freedom and liberty. It doesn't come free. It will make you vulnerable to somebody. But her desire to honor the Lord outweighed any embarrassment. For you see, it's about Him. And we're coming to thank Him and exalt Him. And so how you do it and how much you do it, let Judas and the other disciples say, what's she doing? She's spending too much money. I don't have to tell you where Judas ended up. He had the critique of that little lady's worship. Freedom, it will make you vulnerable. Letting go and letting God have His way and giving Him full worship. You may be the subject of the little huddle. You may be the subject of that text thread. You may be, but that's all right. Your desire to worship Him and honor the Lord, because I'm coming to meet Him. I'm coming to meet Him. I love seeing my brothers and sisters, and I want to associate with them. I love that, but I'm coming to have an encounter with God. And all the other stuff is peripheral. All the other stuff is the trappings that's around, but that encounter with God and to feel His presence. Any hiding or suppression of faith or worship or any other expression to God is not what God intends from any person, any one of us. Come to church with a commitment of worshiping God. Be someone, here's the label we want. I can't get enough of Him. I can't get enough of Him. I can't get enough of His presence. We don't worship only when it's convenient or when the right people are leading and the right song is being sung, but we can't get enough of Him. We worship Him. Be engaged. And I'll admit to you that online, that gave us more of a challenge, but we proved it can happen. The presence of God sweeps into lives. It's happening tonight online. It happened last year, time and again, having to observe from home or being here among one of the 10 that were here. And the mighty power, the very first night, the very first Wednesday night, we had to go online. I never will forget the touch and the presence of God. I was standing right over there, and the power and the presence of God. God was good enough. He didn't have to do this, but He was good enough to show me, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to be with this church that you're leading. My presence isn't going to change. It's going to be just as powerful. And the presence I felt was the very same presence that I felt when everybody was gathered together. God was good enough to just let me know because of any doubts that were there in my heart and my mind. And He's good enough to let you know that He will never leave you nor forsake you. Would you stand to your feet right now, wherever you are, those at home, would you join us with this? And would you lift up a voice of thanksgiving to the Lord, an unashamed praise? Take the lid off of your alabaster box right now. Pour out the ointment to you, Lord. You're deserving of the anointing. You deserve it, Lord. You deserve it, Lord. You deserve it, Lord. You deserve these voices that are giving you praise. You deserve every word that is being spoken, oh God. You deserve the breath that it takes to expend a praise. You deserve it, oh God. You deserve it. You deserve it. Oh, yes, you do. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. Oh, yes. We want to be engaged. We want to be connected. We want to participate and be involved. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm asking you to consider this right now. From this point on, and by that I don't mean that you haven't done this before, but I feel like we need to make a renewed commitment and dedication to this. That is, that you will be engaged and involved and participate. And I'm not asking this for the sake of the noise in a service, or so that others would look on and say, oh, that was an exciting service, but only because he deserves our engagement and participation. And also along with that, we will benefit because we will be doing what God has created us to do and what his intention is for his people when they come together in his house. But the hour comes, and that little three words, and now is. Now is the time. God has ordered this service. He has spoken to us tonight to direct our life. The hour now is when the true, the truthful worshiper, not put on, not show, when the true or truthful worshipers, somebody who really loves God and is not ashamed to tell him or show it. Oh God, I'm going to tell you, there's going to be blessings here for it, but on that day, when we stand before him, you are going to be so thankful that you were not inhibited in your worship. And there won't have to be the question, what if or what might have been? What might have been? Yeah, we can have services where not everybody is participating. We can have services where not everybody's joining in pre-service prayer. We can have them. But let me tell you what. What if everybody had? What did we miss by saying, you know, I don't see all that as all that necessary, or I don't feel like that? We don't have to miss anything. God wants to engage us and wants us to participate because we know who he is. The truthful worshiper says, oh, I'm so thankful for his goodness. I'm going to tell you, you will not be sorry for one Wednesday night you attended. You will not be sorry for one worship service you engaged in. Those of you that are watching from home, you will not be ashamed that you worship God in your home when you could not come to the house of God. You will not be, not for one moment, as you stand before him, the one who loves you and the one that you love, and you're going to get to see him face to face. And now we look through a glass darkly, but one of these days we're going to be there face to face with the one we love. Somebody called worship and our praise rapture practice, because in heaven we're going to be around that throne and we're going to be praising and worship. They're going to do some strange things in heaven. They're going to be casting their crowns at his feet. They're going to start throwing stuff at the throne. Nobody's ever thrown anything at the pulpit. I've seen some folks though take off their tie and give it in an offering. Worship. I heard one missionary tell about how the young man didn't have anything and they were receiving an offering up there, and he just said, I don't have anything to give, so I'm going to give myself. And he climbed up on that altar. He couldn't get in that little basket they had, but he got as close as he could. It's about giving ourselves to the Lord. Let's praise him together right now, right from wherever you are. Those of you here, those of you online, would you just go ahead and give praise to the Lord? He's worthy of that exaltation. He's worthy of that adoration. He's worthy. Yes, you are, God. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. That's it. Don't be ashamed when you pray or when you praise. That's right. Go ahead and let that voice out. It's not about loudness. It's about freedom and liberty. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, hallelujah. 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 The verse says, the Father seeks such
Every service, the Lord's looking and seeking. He's looking for every clap you give. He's looking for every lifted hand you give. He's looking for every word of praise, every amen, every hallelujah, every prayer of faith. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. He's a good God, isn't he? Hallelujah. Just make a commitment in your heart. I'm going to let him move in my life. I'm going to let him move, and then I'm going to move with him and let God do whatever he wants to do. Praise God. Amber, come and close this service.
Jesus. Amen. That caught me that bit about when we all come to contribute, and when we don't, what did we miss? What did we miss in the service? That convicted me. You know what? I want to make sure that every time I'm here, I'm contributing, because I don't want any of you walking out of here having missed what God wanted to do in you. And I don't want to miss what God wants to do through me. So I want to, that convicted me, Pastor. Thank you so much. And I'm going to rewatch that one, because I know I caught on to some things tonight, but I know there are some things that I probably need to catch again. So I just encourage you, go back and watch that and rewatch it, and let's be the church here in an apostolic service and then in an apostolic setting in our homes and in our workplaces. Thank you so much, Pastor.